USA Radio News.
Today, the U.S. officially moved their embassy to Jerusalem. Michael Anton is a National Security Council spokesman. He explains what this move means to folks in the United States and Israel.
It's a recognition of a long-standing reality that, as you heard the president's remarks, the major buildings and operations of the Israeli government are in Jerusalem. For a long time, the United States denied that, or at least sort of held a polite fiction that we were agnostic as to whether the capital was in Jerusalem.
And only about 90 miles to the south, three of the 52 Palestinians reportedly killed ahead of the U.S. opening the embassy in Jerusalem were armed terrorists caught trying to plant a bomb near the Gaza border fence. That's according to Israel's military. And we're hearing that First Lady Melania Trump is resting comfortably tonight at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center after having a procedure done on one of her kidneys. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.